One of the biggest misunderstandings regarding the impact of colonization on colonized societies is to think that because it has been developed within a modern agenda from capitalism to universalism, it has first erased traditions. To think so pushes forward this misunderstanding and produces the opposite effect that this statement is supposed to defend, which is that modernity would have erased traditions. It is wrong, because we have never been traditional nor modern. A continuum would be more adequate to simply acknowledge mankind's evolution from nature to culture. Can we start the slideshow, please? Following years of ground researches, observing in my surrounding environment, I have developed a perception of failures or accidents, which I defined first as early signs of reappropriations. Signs of cultural cannibalism, which occupied societies from Algeria to Brazil, have visually but silently developed as forms of mimesis of their invaders and rulers into their own cultures. The contact with significant elements of Western modernities, such as manufactured items, from weapons to technological devices, has generated reactions rather than influences on passive native subjects. It's what Lebanese philosopher Tarek El Aris has called trials in his Trials of Arab Modernity. Clearly, because the reaction which results from the contact with Western modernity is not passive, but active, and so from a resistance to an absorption. Just for you to know, what Tarek El Aris means in his trial is actually a synonym of these accidents that produced reaction within the contact between Western modernity and non-Western cultures. Western modernity, from its technological promises to its political one, the age of reason, resulting from German and French philosophy, Kant and Descartes, has been also welcomed by the secular societies in the non-Western world, in North Africa and the Middle East. But what the process didn't say is that when Al-Tatawi, the traveler, sent by the Sultan Muhammad Ali from Cairo to Paris, was describing a certain enjoyment, this was in 1814. He didn't know that Algiers would be bombed and taken in 1830 by the French. From the Napoleonian Egypt campaign, which was military and artistically ruled, to the bombing of Algiers, almost 30 years happened. And between the takeover of Algiers and the colonial expansion, which accelerated from 1848 with Napoleon III, North Africa was no more delusional about the French occupation. On the contrary, the resistance of the guerrilla started to rule a parallel war against the occupant. This parallel war was the ground for more reactions and trials, in the sense of El Aharis theory. Or in Brazil, far away from Africa in space and time, what Brazilian poet Oswald de Andrade has named in his manifesto Cultural Anthropophagy. These reactions, these trials, are modernity inside the non-modern societies. Modernity deliberately taken as such by people from the individual to the group. There are new concepts as well as the new political orientation shifting to new forms of resistance. Here is an example. Everywhere where people have been colonized, they have produced artifacts using regular old local material, but always with a deliberate absorption of high symbol of power, such as coins showing representations of the Queen of Spain, or England, or the Emperor Napoleon, or the allegory of Republic, or German, Belgium currencies. This transformation has synthesized both the shift within a society, which is not what it used to be anymore, and a message for equality. We not only can mimic the occupant, we can transform it. This form of reappropriation has been for me more than a reenactment, but signs of a deep desire for repair. Not only the earliest signs of reorientation toward freedom, which a century later will finally lead to independence, but this transformation, including a Western modern manufactured object, is actually an absorption of a ready-made, which raises a crucial political reflection. The way all repaired objects, especially artifacts from a non-Western colonized societies, do not only result from fixing, but also from a process of reappropriation of an anonymous person's freedom, has left a question about whether this ready-made used in the process of repair is forever an incarnation of such, a ready-made or the contrary. Inside the loop that defined this oxymoron, because repair is also the injury, injury is inseparable from any repair. You cannot conceive repair without injury somewhere. It's an oxymoron. We should underline the anti-ready-made function of the ready-made presence inside the repair, the signifier of which is the anti-object of desire. In a Lacanian conception, the object of desire that Jacques Lacan has explained has lost forever. Is the main reason why we are the submitted subject of the consuming society. When the repair of a non-Western item includes a Western modern ready-made, it becomes the sign of a counter-reaction to the modern promise of easy consuming, the ready-to-use. The ready-to-use from goods to food today has been celebrated by the so-called evolution of modern societies into a society of consuming. The ready-to-use is the mother of the ready-made. The ready-made could have not been invented in another socio-economic context. It is a symptom of it. The traditional repair using a Western ready-made is a counteract of resistance to the hegemonic narrative of the ready-to-use and ready-to-consume. This myth of perfection, represented by the standardization of manufactured items, could not have been spread everywhere in colonized society without producing counter-reactions, such as the more or less ethical economy of the non-modern societies, repairs. Now, following the item that illustrate in this slideshow, repairs have processes of reappropriation, absorptions. As I told you, repair is not only fixing, but reappropriation of the perspective from which a subject have been withdrawn from, especially in colonial time. You just have to shift this with what was happening in most of the war, but basically in Europe during the First World War, when the soldiers trapped into the trench were waiting the next battle, sometimes for 3 weeks, but knew that they were waiting for death. We are also including in a small object that we called artifact from the trench art, figure, coins, representing the power, representing symbols of power. It is very important to understand this, the need of mirroring what these traditional processes of repair which have existed in colonized context to the European, the Western context. Maybe we can go faster with the slideshow now a little bit. A little bit more. OK. Okay, let's make a break here. I will give you probably one of the most important anecdotes about this corpus of researches I'm doing on reappropriation. My grandmother was in Algeria, part of the resistance. Can we stop just 1 second, the slideshow? Her job, everyone, the people were working on the struggle of to getting back the liberty. Her job was to collect jewels from young brides and to store them in a cave, which is still not so far from the farm of my father. After a month, sometimes 2 months, soldiers by night were going to this grave to grab all the jewels and with donkeys, bringing them to Tunisia, where the headquarters of the FLN was. These objects, these jewels, these very simple jewels, were melted into silver stick to buy Kalashnikovs. Can we continue now the slideshow? And let's say a little bit faster.